Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And today I get to introduce a friend, somebody that I've known for several years and just absolutely adore her and her husband, Gaby Jordan. Gaby, thank you so much for being with me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Always.
Well, you are not just an executive coach with the Handel Group. You actually are the principal of their education division. But you started out as an attorney for 15 years, a litigator, and then you were in a marketing company. And so it's a real testament to finding your lane, right? And
that's true.
But we like to start by talking about little Gaby. So tell us a little bit about where, how you got started and what brought you to going from litigation to inspiring people to create their next best chapter.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so little Gaby, that's funny. Little Gaby was 8 years old when she decided she wanted to be a lawyer. So did that, right? But you know, the basis for it was really that we didn't have a lot of money growing up. I wanted something that would inspire me intellectually and yet give me some security. And so I decided that because my friend's father was a lawyer and she got $10 a week in allowance, that seemed like a good plan. So that was my grand plan for having been a lawyer. But actually, all joking aside, there's actually some consistency to that inspiration, what I wound up doing, because the other piece of it is I always wanted to represent the underdog, defend the underdog. And that was really when I went to law school, what I thought I would wind up doing. And that's very consistent with what brought me to executive coaching and really having people champion themselves, be championed by others, and finding their dreams. So that's really what I get to do now, which I love.
I love when we can draw this, you know, pull the string that tells how one thing developed into the next, into the next,
right,
into the next.
Right.
So I love that. So 15 years in a law firm, doing very well. Then you decided to step out and to go into a marketing firm. And then you weren't sure what you were going to do next, but the Handel Group found you. So tell a little bit about the background of the Handel Group and how that all got started.
Yeah. I was not looking. I was not looking. And in fact, I was on my path to go be a real estate investor. So I started studying that. Actually, I wound up, you know, studying with Robert Kiyosaki and the whole, you know, rich dad, poor dad movement, which, you know, you are the queen and the champion of. But I was approached by the two founding sisters, the two sisters who founded the Handel Group, Lauren Handel, Xander, and Beth Weisenberger, now Beth Handel. And they told me they were starting an executive coaching and training company, and would I join them? And I had been training people for years and leading workshops and seminars and coaching. And so this, to me, the fact that I could do this for a living was a dream come true. And I was thrilled. And I came to Handel, and here we were, you know, we've grown significantly in the last 15 years, but executive coaching company, life coaching division, sports division, coaching athletes, Olympians, education division. We now have a digital product where we can actually have people design their dreams and actually go fulfill on them, called Inner You. And newly, we are starting a nonprofit where we can actually expand what we've been doing in education. And, you know, while we've been teaching at MIT and Stanford Business School and London School of Economics, and high school students in New York City and kindergarten through eighth grade, we can now bring this to disadvantage, and we'll continue to do the great work that we're doing there, but expanding our reach. And so that really has been the evolution of the last 16 plus years in Handel Group and my journey there.
But you're actually a spearhead. You're kind of the, both the educational and the new nonprofit. So talk a little bit about what your vision is for that.
Absolutely. You know, I used to tell people when they say what your vision is, it's a small mission. We just basically want to transform education on the planet. Nothing too big. But actually, the what we're really doing is we are, you know, executive coaching, more common now, but, you know, mostly was in companies. Now it's getting more widely recognized. But what we recognize is we wanted to be able to bring this kind of examination, creating your dreams, overcoming obstacles, recognizing your dark side, bringing that to students as an early age as possible to maximize the opportunity of their really having the life that they love and getting real skills on how to live life, not just academic skills, but how to live life effectively. And that really is the mission that we are on. And as I say, with the nonprofits, I'm the co-founder of the nonprofit that we have, which is called Human Better EDU. It really is designed so that that's really accessible to everyone. And so we don't have to leave anyone behind, and we really can give everyone these tools. And that's what we're doing now.
Well, can you share a few success stories along the way of those people? We can think of CEOs and executives in Fortune 50 companies, but let's talk about somebody that maybe was kind of lost and you helped find their next best chapter.
Well, I love telling people about things that came out of one of our early high school classes, right? Because when you're teaching in high school, my hat's off to any teachers because you never quite know what gets in, right? Mm-hmm. I said at the end, what is it that you got out of being in this class? And we had one person who said, you know, we're always taught to dream, but we're never taught how to get there. And now I actually know there's a way to get there. Another student said, I stopped lying to my mother. All parents would like to know that, right? Another one was like, oh, I worked on my anger issues and so did my boyfriend and he wasn't in the class. And then you had a principal of the school who said, there are two students who were in the class. They stopped a fight outside the school, which never would have happened had they not been in this program. So it's these moments of things that are being realized. And then we had the five-year-old who we teach about the obstacles to doing what you say and what you want and creating it. And we, you know, the chicken, the brat, and the weather reporter. And she said, you know, I think that's my brat voice. And she drew a picture of all the things she would say, like, I want it, you're gonna give it to me now. 6 years old, she's like, and so she really pinned her brat voice and then went to her parents the rest of the night and said, I think that's your brat. I think that's your brat. So here they created a monster. But having these skills being in at young ages just gives such possibility. And so it really is exciting for me to be able to include people in this kind of learning.
So share a little bit about the brat, the weather reporter, and
Sure. So we say in any area of your life where you are under a 10, right? So when you do inner you and any of the coaching that you do with us, we have you look at 12 areas of your life. And we give you a rating scale, which is in inner you can see it. And then we say, okay, in any area of your life where you're less than an 8, there was one of these three voices at play, we say. Right? There's the difference between author and inspired leadership. But if you're less than an 8 and you're not really on a path to getting there, there is the voice of fear, which is the chicken. Right? We do intentionally call these things funny names because we like people to be able to laugh at themselves and not be so stuck with it. So there's the chicken that is the voice of fear. I don't know, I better not, it's risky, I can't do it. Then there's the voice of the brat, who is the entitled 4-year-old in an adult body saying, I don't wanna, and you can't make me. Even if the you who's trying to make you do something that you know you should be doing is you. So that brat voice often shows up in diet and exercise, right? That's the big one. Or deserving. I think I need another glass of wine. You know, I worked really hard, which is great unless you have a particular agreement or promise with yourself about what you're gonna do or not do and how you're gonna feel the next day. Then the third voice is the weather reporter, and the weather reporter reports on life as if it's the weather, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's sunny in Arizona. It's raining in London. It's cold in Alaska. I guess I just better dress for it. Oh, fine for the weather, but for your life, it stops you and makes you feel like a passive bystander. And so what we encourage people to see is that you really do have more power over what you think. And then if there's any area that you're stuck in your life or you're feeling like, I don't want to know, take a look. Are you being a chicken? Are you just afraid of something and you need a bold action? Are you being a brat to tell you, and then all you need to do is say, shush, this is what you said you're going to do. Go do it. Or are you being a weather reporter where you're really feeling as the victim of something? And we do start out with saying that you are the author of your life. You do get to say, you get to say how it goes in any moment. And the only thing that's happened when you've got fallen prey to the chicken, the brat, or the weather reporter is you've forgotten your own power. So
I love that. You are the author of your life. You know, one of the things I say all the time is you are the CEO of your life. And the things that we can control in our life are our actions, our thoughts, our mm-hmm. actions, our words. And a lot of times, I love your description of it—the chicken, the brat, and the weather reporter—because it is so many people want to. They're passive. They're reactive, not proactive. And I see it more and more every day. So I love that way of labeling it, because I think it is. You do bring a little bit of humor into it, but it's a good mirror to people. So what is your step when somebody recognizes they have that? You know, yes, they need to be bolder. Yes, they need to be more in control of their own life. What recommendations do you have as how to get that first step?
So we have a method of accountability. It's a framework, if you will, called, if you need to change anything in your life, you need three things. You need a promise, you need a consequence, and you need someone to hold you accountable. So if you're recognizing that you're being thwarted by the chicken, the brat, or the weather reporter, you need to look, okay, what action do I really know I should be taking and I'm not taking? And you make a promise, which is specific, quantifiable in a dimension of time, not I want to exercise more, I want to eat better. I'll exercise 3 times a week for 30 minutes. So you want to make a promise. And then a consequence is an incentive. It is not a punishment. It is an incentive to get you to do something that you know you should be doing. And there are natural consequences to everything that happens to us in life, anything we do or don't do. So, but those are insufficient sometimes because they're not closely tied to the breaking of the promise. But if you put in a consequence for yourself, that incentive to get you to keep your promise, you're much more likely to keep it. Now, the third part is having someone to hold you accountable, very important, because we are lousy at keeping promises to ourselves. But if I tell you I'm going to do something and you ask me how that thing go, I'm much more likely to do it.
I love that.
So using that structure is really will help people actually do the things that they say they're going
to
do.
Yeah. Perfect example is, you know, it's a lot harder to get up and go to the gym when you're just doing it for yourself. But if somebody's meeting you there, that you've had that feeling of responsibility and accountability. Mike and I have been on this strict diet and exercise routine this year together. And it makes it a lot better when we're kind of like bolstering each other. Makes it a lot easier, but I love that. I think it's a great framework. And people may want to hear more. So Gaby, tell them how they can find you.
Sure. So anybody can reach me at Gaby, @handelgroup.com. And that'll also get you to, you know, I can talk to you about corporate work, executive coaching, education, and the like. So that's the easiest way to reach me. And the Handel Group is handelgroup.com. So any of those ways will get you to me.
Lots of incredible programs. And no matter what stage of life you're in, I think the framework that you have can help people either get themselves to the next level or feel good about where they are in life and do the, you know, work with you guys. So I highly recommend you check Gaby out. Gaby's going to stay with me. We're going to do a second recording for the inside the Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. And if you're not a member of that, please join, because we're going to go a little deeper into, you know, how success is not a straight line. Sometimes we have a few oops along the way and how to recover from those. And then also talking about, you know, habits for success that Gaby uses. So stay tuned. Thank you, Gaby. And
thank you.
For those of you watching and listening, Play Big is all about being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. And you do that by getting rid of the chicken, the brat, and the weatherman, and being the author of your own life. So go out and write a new chapter today. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.